put your paws up. Because you were born this way, baby.
I ain't got time for any learning curve. That's the title of this message today. First, let me say this. So I'm a Bible-thumping, pew-jumping, charismatic preacher's kid. Folks, people used to go to my dad's church just to lose weight. I say that to encourage you not to mistake my enthusiasm for hype. I was raised in the name it and claim it doctrine. Let me share this with you. In fact, I'm such a positive thinker. My friends used to tell me, Michelangelo, you're such a positive thinker. If we pushed you off the Empire State Building as you passed the 17th floor, you'd say, so far, so good. That's just the way I am. Listen to me. I'm 48 years old. I ain't got time for any learning curve. I need to make money right now. And chances are, you're in the same situation, the same position. We're not getting younger, we're getting older, folks. I've always said, I've never seen a wheelchair fit in the trunk of a Lamborghini. I need to pay my bills this month. Hell, I have next month's bills right around the corner. And how many of y'all know that you can't call the electric company and let them know you just joined this business opportunity, this mother of all business opportunity, and you have this great 2 to 5 year plan, and sir, can you just give me time? I'm going to be rich. How many of y'all know I tried that? Oh, yeah, I did. She said, that's just great, sir. We have a 5 to 7 year plan, too. If you don't pay, it's going to take you 5 to 7 years to fix your credit and get your service back on. Click dial tone. Listen, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're not getting any younger. Every morning I get up out of bed and I hear snap, crackle, pop, and I'm not eating Rice Krispies. Now, listen, I know some of y'all don't realize you're getting older because you still got your high school prom picture on your Facebook profile. But make no mistake about it, most of us need to make our money now. And that's my point. My point is, we need to make money right now. And no matter what MLM, no matter what online business opportunity you're currently promoting, I'm going to show you how to position yourself. So first, you don't come across as a newbie, because make no mistake about it, nobody wants to join a newbie. Second, I'm going to teach you how to recruit in any business opportunity. I don't care what you're currently promoting. I'm going to teach you, I'm going to show you how to recruit 10 a day or more. How's that for making money now? Folks, I'm an Empower Network. I've personally sponsored over 1,900 new members in less than 15 months. Now listen, that's an average of about 126 new members that I've personally sponsored per month. Some of y'all think like, damn man, I wish I would sponsor just 2 a month. I've made over $500,000 in 2013. It was actually closer to $670,000 in total income. I'm letting you know it's within you to do even better. I'm letting you know that every listener right now can strategically set themselves up to succeed beyond even your mama's wildest dreams of you. You simply do this. You hear me out, you take what you've learned, and you don't procrastinate, and you implement. You implement. Please know this. You don't have to like me. You just have to like making money. Like my preacher dad used to say, eat the meat and spit out the bones. And in the end, I know, I'm confident that you're going to be filled. Let me start again. If you're like me, you ain't got time for any learning curve. And listen closely. And when you're broke, you don't feel like learning anything anyway. When you're broke, you barely feel like getting out of bed. When you have a zillion billion bills on your mind and you're trying to figure out how to pay them or how to figure out how to rob Peter to pay Paul, listen, you don't feel like learning a damn thing. You're depressed. You're sad. You're weak. You're grumpy. You know what? Whoever said this has to be the dumbest person in the world. Well, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. But if you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime. Listen, when you're weak and hungry, you don't feel like learning a damn thing, including fishing. when your stomach is growling from hunger and the man says, well, just take this here fishing pole and you take this here hook. I'm like, give me that damn fish. Keep trying to teach me and I'm going to stick that fish right up your butt and that's the only thing you're going to be fishing out. When we're hungry, we just want the damn fish. When you're broke, you just want the damn money and we want it now. To hell with any learning curve. My preacher dad would ask for an amen right now. I'm about to share with you why in any given business opportunity, now hear me closely, in any given business opportunity, the gurus get 90% of the company signups. And the so-called newbies, the people that just joined, the people with little experience, they barely get the crumbs off the guru's table. Let me share this with you. The crumbs, they're pretty much right off the Jerry Springer show. That's because the gurus have a reason for people to join them. Chances are you don't. Let me give you an illustration. We'll say Joe the Guru joins Amway. And you join Amway the very same day. Both of you join at the very same commission level. You're promoting the very same products. Chances are you're going to use the company's replicated site, the company's marketing tools, you know, those brochures and DVDs and CDs and all that stuff and literature. While the guru, Joe the Guru, doesn't even activate his back office. He doesn't even order any of the company's marketing tapes and brochures and tools and CDs and DVDs. Rather, he has someone build him his very own custom website, maybe membership site, a few landing pages to capture the emails, to collect the emails, and he sends to his leads his very own custom emails, not the company's outdated email follow-up messages. He then comes up, he then comes up with his very own bonuses, incentives, like software and ebooks and tools and live webinar training, whatever, and offers all this to his prospects, whoever joins him right now. You understand this? You can't compete against Joe the Guru. Newbies can't compete against Joe the Guru. Newbies can't compete against any guru. You're not bringing anything to the table. You're out there trying to promote your company. The guru is out there promoting, leading with him first, and giving all kinds of incentives for people to join him. In fact, listen, you're not giving your prospect a reason to join you. That's the bottom line. Your prospect comes across your company's replicated site, learns about the composition plan, learns about the compensation plan, learns about the product, its history, and that's it. Maybe he sees your little pretty photo profile on the profile. Meanwhile, Guru Joe the Guru, gets a prospect to his page, and Guru Joe has a video he created sharing with his prospect all about the bonuses he's going to get when he joins him. All about the training he's going to get. He barely even mentions the company. Listen to me. This is so important. You need to write this down. Many times, a good many times, the prospect will join the Guru Joe just to get his bonuses. It happens every day, all day, every day to me, just like Chili's Happy Hour. Those 1,900 members I've enrolled, a lot of them join me to begin with, to get access to my bonuses. You see, my preacher dad used to say, well, just get him in church and we'll get him saved. That's what you need to do. See, I don't care why they join me. I care that they join me. Very important. I don't care the reasons they have. I want to get them in church because if they might have joined me for some bonus, that's okay. As long as I got them in my church, I'm going to show them. I have them seated. I'm going to show them, hey, listen, you might have joined for the bonus, but this really does work. That's the power. See, I don't care why they join. I care that they join. Again, listen, there's got to be a reason why your prospects should join you. And I'm going to give you a hint. I think you already know this by now. It's not whatever the biz op or MLM you're promoting. Listen, in Empower Network, there are over 100,000 affiliates, I believe. I'm not sure how many active, but there are a lot. At first glance, you'll want to say, damn, that's too competitive. That's saturated. No, it's not. Mondavi has over 1 million distributors. Amway has been around since the 60s and have millions and millions of distributors and reps. Melaleuca has millions. And yet there'll be people enrolling today that will one day be triple diamond platinum reps. That's because the majority of reps in any given MLM or BizOp opportunity simply join, they pay whatever the startup fee is, and they never learn how to separate themselves strategically from the crowd, from the masses within their organization. They're right off the cookie cutter jar. I know you've heard this before, but it's worth saying again. People don't join the company. People join you. The company, whatever it is you're promoting, is just the vehicle you're currently using to make money. That's why when a company fails or closes down for whatever reason, the gurus rarely miss a beat. It rarely affects their income. They simply find another credible money-making vehicle. So I've been online for 8 years. For a while there, I was chasing the auto ship, you know, product, trying to get residuals. Most of the time it didn't work. But because and one time the company even went under. But because I promoted me and what I bring to the table and all the benefits why they should join me, that they can use no matter what they where they end up with, I didn't miss a beat. I didn't lose anything. I found another proven vehicle and I ran with it and I brought everyone on board. Listen, find reasons, strong reasons for your prospects to join you. Find reasons for your prospects to want to follow you. It's not hard, friends. Many times it's a matter of simply copying what the gurus are doing. Let me share something about that. Those who succeed are good copycats. Gurus copy each other. I'm always subscribing to every leader's list. I'm always subscribing to all the gurus' lists. It doesn't matter what business opportunity they're in. I could care less because I know they're smart enough to know they're promoting themselves and they're bringing to the table what they bring to the table, right? That's how I'll find a video that a guru did. I'm like, damn, that was a good video. Now I'm not going to swipe it down, pull it down and put it on my own. No. I'm going to take notes, I'm going to rewatch it, and I'm going to do the same video, same interaction, whatever. If he's using a whiteboard, I'm using a whiteboard with my voice. I might change the color or marker, whatever. But you with me here? You succeed when you become a good copycat. So I know you're going to ask, I know you're thinking, Michelangelo, how did you personally sponsor over 1,900 new members in less than 15 months? It's a good question. And here's how I did it. And it's not hard. And I'm letting you know you can do this. I collected emails. That's it. This isn't rocket science, folks. Not only do I teach what I'm about to share with you, but I became what I'm about to share with you. I became a personal Groupon. I'm sure you've heard of the company Groupons. It's a $2 billion a year company. And all they do is collect emails. They send people to the ugliest puke green website. The people put in their emails, and then within minutes, they send emails to whatever location they're at. In other words, they collect emails and send offers that are geographically targeted. That's it. That's all you're going to do. That's all I do. How did I bring 1,900 members in 15 months? I collected their emails. I gave them a reason to join me. That's it. Listen, I'm going to share this again. Groupon is a $2 billion a year company, and all they do is collect emails from us ugliest puke green site. Listen, man, you know, if you ever type in home-based business, you'll see these websites, and they all have a couple of things in common. A beautiful couple standing in front of a red Ferrari parked in front of a mansion. I've always said, aren't there any fat, ugly people online driving a tourist making money? Does everyone have to be beautiful? So Groupon has this ugly site. They collect emails. They send geographically targeted offers to those the flesh and blood behind those emails. And they're a $2 billion a year company. So you can do this half wrong and still make a lot of money. if you start with collecting emails. You want to cut that learning curve. And the way you cut that learning curve is by collecting emails. And then you broadcast, you send out an email daily with reasons to join you and join you right now. That is absolutely it. Boom. That's the end of your learning curve. You know, if you have a good sponsor, if he has a system where all you do is collect emails and they send the powerful, high converting emails on your behalf, you win all day, every day, like Chili's Happy Hour. Chili's better give me a commission because I promote them on all my webinars and podcasts. Listen, you collect emails and give the flesh and blood behind the emails good, powerful incentives to join you. And you know what? You had a time frame. Like, hey, you got to join by within the next 24 hours and you'll get this bonus, this bonus, this bonus, this training access to here. Man, you're going to explode your downline. You send the right incentive and they're going to join. I don't care what business opportunity or MLM you're promoting. Man, that's good preaching, my preacher dad used to say. Listen, I've always said, click the mouse to a bigger house. It's so much easier than the traditional MLM 3-foot rule where, you know, if someone gets within 3 feet of you, you're supposed to pass out, you know, a CD or a DVD or a track. Listen, if you get within 3 feet of me, boy, you better be my wife or a Hooters girl or someone because I'm going to go down and throw out at you. Y'all with me here? That's the hard way. Home meetings, hotel meetings, silly, you know, memory jog lists. That's the hard way. You know, listen, a leader might spend all week setting up a hotel meeting, rounding up his leaders, you know, spend like a couple days promoting it, getting the message out to his team, getting his team to invite guests, paying for the meeting room. He may even get over 100 people there. Guess what? All I do is click the mouse, hit send, and I'm in front of 70,000 real enthusiastic looking for ways to make extra money, people. What a difference. Friends, you can do this. And by the way, you don't have, you know what? It's, you can barely go anywhere. You can hardly go anywhere without someone asking you for your email. I was at JCPenney's. You know what? Now they're getting slick. They're saying, hey, would you like your receipt hard copy or would you like me to email it? They want you to email it. They want you to tell them, email it. Why? Because they're, well, what's your email? Boom! They're not just going to send you the receipt. They're going to send you coupons and their next promotions and rah, rah, rah. I was at Chili's. Listen, Chili's. And in the middle of the table, there's this iPad, upright iPad-looking device. And it says, hey, for a free chili con queso, which is my weakness, or a guacamole dip, which is more of my weakness, or some salad, all on your next visit, all you have to do is put in your email. Join our Chili's Happy Hour or whatever email club. Do you understand? Chili con queso ain't cheap. It's like $8. That email to them, your email, is worth a lot more than $8. A lot more. That customer value behind the collected email is damn near priceless to them. That's the key. Because see, they got you in. You're going to put in their email. They're going to bring you back. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. They're going to bring you back. I was at Burger King the other day. Boom. Little kiosk, laptop looking device. I put in my email. By the time I got home, I already had a buy one Whopper or get one free for a dollar. They bring you back. If these big corporations, they know the power of email marketing, we need to tap into it. You need to tap into it. Because email marketing is not going away. I'm letting you know it's easier to click the mouse to a bigger house. Let me share something with you real quick. Okay, you say, well, Michelangelo, you know, what do I send him? You know, here it is. You know, what bonuses are you can come up with? You can be creative. It could be a video of you after you have learned some kind of great material. Share with them. You say, well, Michelangelo, I don't like doing videos, you know, whatever. Listen, I'm too shy. Listen, you're either going to die shy, broke, or get unshy and get rich. You see, you say, well, Michelangelo, I stutter. Oh, Michelangelo, I'm butt ugly. So what? You see, you're not trying to be somebody to everybody, or you'll get nobody. Listen to, that's worth repeating. That's worth for you to write it down. You're not trying to be somebody to everybody, or you'll get nobody. You're just trying to get the use of this world. There are enough people like you in this world to make you rich. There are enough people like me in this world to get me rich. I'm sorry, I start talking fast when I get excited, right? You say, well, Michelangelo, let me share something real quick. Michelangelo, I stutter, you know, guess what? Listen, this reminds me of an incident that happened in my dad's church. You know, my dad had a contest. Whoever sold the most Bibles, you know, would win like $500. And they had 7 days. And on the seventh day, you know, it was Sunday. And my dad said, Brother Joe, come on up here. Yeah, you won this week's contest, man. You sold the most Bibles. Brother Joe hops on up there. My dad said, Brother Joe, please tell us, because I want to know. How'd you manage to sell 1,017 Bibles in 1 week? Brother Joe turned around to the congregation and said, Well, I'd say, do you want to buy it, or do you want me to read it to me? Friends, we got to be as committed and persistent as that, Brother Joe. But listen to me. If you stutter, there's enough people in this world that stutter, you'll attract. If you're butt ugly, there's enough people that are butt ugly in this world that you'll attract. Don't be afraid. You're not trying to be somebody to everybody. You'll get nobody. Just be you. Too many people fake it. Put on a tie. But you're not going to wear a tie. If you never worn a tie, don't wear a tie. Just be yourself. Be yourself. Friends, be yourself. And I'm telling you, you'll succeed. You'll cut this. I've cut the learning curve in half for you. All you do is collect emails. You collect emails. And you send them an incentive, a reason to join you. If you're going to rack your brain about anything, rack your brain. You really don't have to rack your brain because all you do is copy the gurus. So, what incentive are they using? You just subscribe to the gurus and, hey, you open one of his videos. Oh, yeah, listen, if you join me today, you get this. Well, damn it, follow the path. Duplicate the bonus. Duplicate the bonus. Listen, I appreciate everyone listening today. Subscribe, follow me, whatever you do to get notifications for my next podcast. And have a great day. And remember, name it and claim it.